Hi, I'm Helen Skelton.
Hi, Helen, and we're going to talk about time-sucking chores. I think most of us can probably think of some things that kind of come up in day-to-day life that we'd rather not be doing but have to be done. But I know research has found, we spend 12 days a year, 46 minutes of every day doing this. What sort of, from the research that's been conducted, what sort of things have come up from this?
So the top 40 that Bosch have identified in this research are clearing up the kitchen after cooking a meal, queuing for a till in a supermarket. Ironically, that is my child's phone ringing, toy phone, clear because I was clearing up toys as we started this conversation. But that's what we're doing. We're constantly putting stuff away, tidying things, moving things around, waiting for deliveries to arrive, cleaning up after ourselves, pairing socks from a load of washing, waiting for the microwave to ping. And this research is all just about identifying those things that suck minutes and moments out of your day that collectively can add up. Bosch conducted this research, which concluded that 46 minutes a day can be spent on these kinds of activities, adding up to 12 days a year. That's time that, collectively can frustrate you and wind you up and eat into your joy. So, yeah, it's quite a fun list that people have been enjoying.
I love this, and there's a few surprises on there, and a few kind of modern day problems, 21st century problems, waiting for your refreshing your emails, constantly hitting refresh when you're waiting for that email to come through, things like
Oh
that.
yeah, but and it's those things that, like you say, you can't avoid, but because there's so many of them and we're so time poor, they can wind people up and they can be frustrating. So, if there's any opportunity to be productive, to do two things at once, then do, pounce on those things. And this research has been done to coincide with the launch of a new product, which is exactly that. So it's a vacuum and a mop, two in one. Help you, yeah.
That's
If
going
you're
to save
anything like
time.
math, save time, be efficient. I am that person who wrestles with the mop and the bucket, and it's banging on the cupboards, you're hitting doorways, all the rest of it. So for me, this is just joyful. Pick
That.
it off the wall, whip round, it's vacuumed, it's mopped, it's done. The dirt, the dust is gone, and I've done one thing as opposed to two things, which is going to save me some time.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this now, actually. Waiting for the card to de-ice is on there. I think now I'll put that quite high on my list. Waiting for a tea bag to brew as well. Yeah, what's that? 3, 4 minutes, something like that?
We're so, oh God, you like your tea
Yeah.
strong. We're
Well,
so
it depends how you like
impatient.
it.
But we're so impatient, aren't we? None of us ever just like stand and wait, and maybe we should do more of that. But there are some things you just don't want to be waiting around, wasting time on. I like hanging out with my kids and playing with them. I don't like tidying up after them because the more time I spend on that, the more you kind of get frustrated. Should I just put that away? Just put this away, just put that away.
I suppose it's kind of looking at how you manage your time and try and be more productive, as you say, looking at other things you can do. So what would your advice be then? We've got to do whatever it may be, putting the laundry away, putting the dishes away. What can we do kind of at the same time to make ourselves feel more productive?
Put some music on in your ears. That puts a smile on your face and a spring in your step. Do it with someone else if you can get the kids involved. Make it, two for one. Divvy it out and delegate where you can so you're not always doing it. If you've got another person in the house, maybe alternate who does the vacuuming or do two things at the same time. Be efficient where you can. So, as I say, for me, vacuum and mop at the same time saves me one job. That would be for me, and appreciate that they're inevitable, you kind of got to do them. So you may as well just approach it with a smile on your face.
Absolutely. What music do you listen to when you're cleaning and doing tidying then? What's your
Oh,
sort of
yeah.
playlist?
Oh, I go heavy. I go like Rocky. It's
Oh,
my
rock
life now
out.
or never, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Love that. Just imagine you're, playing the stage at Wembley or something rather than just mopping the floor. I like
Well,
that.
just,
That's
I don't
cool.
know, you do it like with a bit of enthusiasm.
Yeah, absolutely. Gets it done, and it feels, I suppose if we do that, it feels like less mature, doesn't it?
That is the aim of the game. If you can just reapproach it, yeah.
Absolutely. Love that. It's those simple things, isn't it? And I think most of us, when we've got the idea, when we've done it, it's all done and we've got a clean house, we quite like that idea, but it's kind of the getting there bit that's the issue, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. But I think sometimes as well, it's definitely how you approach it. Like you can look at your house and go, oh my gosh, the whole thing is upside down. There's been children in every room, there's been this, there's been that. But for me, if you can just approach it bit by bit, like, okay, I'm not going to get the whole house done in the next half an hour, but maybe I'll get one room done in 10 minutes. Then maybe I'll do one cupboard. Then maybe I'll do you know, one floor, just do bit by bit, as opposed to trying to do everything in one go, that's not too overwhelming.
And pairing socks is on there as well. What was that all about? You know, you do your washing and then you end up with like odd socks. I mean, that's a modern day mystery, isn't it, in itself?
Well, unless you just buy all the same colour socks.
I was going to suggest that. Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea, isn't it? Yeah. Stick to the same colour and you haven't got that issue.
I foolishly bought my children Monday to Friday socks when they first started school. That was a terrible idea. I'd never do that. Never, ever do that. It was just stupid.
I bought myself some of those. I ended up with a Tuesday and a Thursday sock on a Saturday. So I was all over the place. It was a nightmare.
Well, some people would enjoy that, but for some people that would just be carnage. And I'm sensing for you, that was not what you need.
And I believe you've been out and about with a giant dog in Battersea Park, made up of mops, I was reading.
I have. I mean,
love that.
This should and will put a smile on people's face. If you have a little look on, you know, my social media on Bosch got all the products and the dog and all the details on there. Basically, it was a dog made out of mop heads. It is a dog that you look at and it will make you smile. Mop is a giant animatronic dog that shakes. We had him in the park. People were going past and just looking at him and saying, oh my gosh, it just makes you smile. And if one person leaves that park and mops with a smile on their face, then that was definitely, you know, a good day in the park. But he's just a big, lovable dog. Like, he's enigmatic and he makes you smile. And, yeah, he was created to mark the launch of this product, the two-in-one, the mop and the vacuum. But I think he's got, you know, quite a big legacy. He has for me, for sure.
Well, you tend to take him home, you know, virtual pet.
I dropped a hint many times, I'm not going to lie.
Love that.
Oh, what are you going to do with this dog? Where are you going to put this dog? What are you going to do with this dog? But to be fair, I think I might have to wait until the day I live on a farm before I can get the dog.
Yeah, there you go. Use it as a scarecrow or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was really interested. And I think looking at this list, I think there's a lot in there that someone's going to pick out and say, yeah, definitely. For me, being on hold on the phone and de-icing the car, there are two that I pick out, definitely.
Oh, well, I think that's good. You know, that they're common ones. I think it's, for me, the people that are frustrated by the alarm clock and the...
Yes, well, I get frustrated by that as well, obviously.
Yeah, but not anymore. Now you're going to think about Moth, the giant dog, and it's going to put a smile on your face. Yes. So you can just lie there while you wait for it then.
Now, many people will know you, of course, from Blue Peter, but we're talking about alarm clocks. I believe I was reading you used to present a breakfast radio show on the BBC many years ago.
Yes, I did. That was my first big BBC job. So I used to work at BBC Cumbria on breakfast. And, you know, it's just people always say, oh, do you look back on that time? And I'm like, well, I don't look back because I go to the studio and use it quite often. So I had a wonderful time when I was on BBC Radio Cumbria, and I'm still in touch with a lot of the guys there. So it was a good time. It was a good chapter of my life.
Love that. How did you cope with those early mornings, though? I mean, that must have been particularly in winter when it's dark outside and, you know, you have to get up at the crack of dawn, that alarm clock going off.
Oh, not when you grow up on a dairy farm.
Oh, okay.
You know, they start. So.
I suspect you're probably used to it then, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, my children have never been sleepers, but I'm like, that's fine. I don't mind. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nobody needs an alarm clock at 4:30 every morning.
No.
However, I do enjoy an early morning. I love seeing the sunrise. And as I say, I don't really mind getting up early dawn.
So you're a morning person then, are you, rather than an evening person?
Definitely. No, I'm definitely a morning person.
Okay. And so how did you end up getting the gig on Blue Peter? How did that come about?
Oh, that is a story and a half. Good that I can tell you, I can remember the story because I just had to rewrite it all down because my book went into paperback and I re-added some bits. So I worked in Radio Cumbria, ended up going to London to do some shifts for Newsround. The editor of Newsround moved to Blue Peter and they asked me to audition for Blue Peter. So kind of right time, right place. I don't know. How do any of these things happen? They asked me to audition. I did. And the rest of this day is history.
Oh, there you go. And your stint on Blue Peter, I mean, that you must look back on that. I mean, it's such an iconic show. And for you to be part of that, that must be a great experience for you.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I don't think there is, if you're a TV presenter, I don't think there is any, you know, more wonderful show to be a part of, because your job is to excite kids about the world and travel the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a joy and a privilege. And I think once you're a Blue Peter presenter, you're always a Blue Peter presenter. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I was very, very lucky. I went all over the world, did some mad things, Amazon, Highwire, South Pole. You know, and sometimes when I talk to the kids about this stuff, they're a bit like, oh, yeah. And it's easy to get blasé when you're in a job that you're getting to do so many wonderful things that, yeah, it's nice sometimes to just take stock and realise how lucky you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate those things in life. And yeah, for Blue Peter, and what is it about Blue Peter, do you think, that's made it such an institution that's just lasted for so many years?
I think it is that thing that you are exciting kids about the world. So you're showing them joy and you know, Blue Peter was, I always refer people back to the poem that was made for the 60th anniversary of the show, which is, you know, Blue Peter was telling kids to be whoever they want to be before that was a thing. They were telling kids to think about legacy and sustainability before that was a thing. So I feel like it's just it's a show that does good things for good people, and I think that's a lovely legacy and testimony to have.
Do you know, I think we've all got our memories of Blue Peter. I think as a child, I won various badges for sending in pictures and things like that. So, yeah, it's something that appeals to all of us at some point in our life, I think.
Good. I hope so.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Well, hey, it's been really good to talk to you and to hear about those annoying chores and how we can kind of, you know, get over that frustration. And... Thanks, Helen.
Thank you.
Good
Take
to talk
care.
to you. Thanks, Helen. Bye.
Bye.